I thought it would be a good idea to do a series on how to set up a PC from start to finish. And what brought this about was the fact that I decided to order a laptop from Beyond Sight. And having set up a number of Windows PCs in the past, I thought, well, I don't know how this laptop is going to be configured when I get it. It may already have everything pretty much set up so that it comes up in Windows Desktop right when you start out. But I have set up a number of Windows computers that did not do that. And very often if you buy a PC from a store, from a website, it's going to come up in a mode in which it's going to have to configure itself. And I thought, just for fun, I would go through the notes that I took when I set up my laptop, my old laptop. Actually, I have a couple of series of notes here. I've got one that involved the current desktop PC that I'm using. And I also, when I got my first Windows Millennium desktop about 5 years ago, I did some setting up with that. And I've also had to deal with work PCs, but they came pre-installed with everything, so you didn't really have to do anything except type a password, because they had their own configuration, and there was a department at the lab that did a lot of the stuff for you. So if you were not real conversant with PCs, but you had a job to do, you could just turn on the PC, and it would come up with a question, type a user ID, or actually just a password. They decided what your user ID was. Since the company owned the PCs, they could set things up the way they wanted, and all you had to do was type a password and you were in.
I should add here that as a blind computer user, though, it took me a good 2 or 3 days to configure that PC to make it work properly with JAWS. It was quite an adventure, and I had to warn my colleagues that I'd be offline for a few days because had to configure JAWS, had to configure all the Windows stuff that went along with it to make it look like classic mode, and had to configure the software that my company insisted that I use all the time, because you had to have specific Braille settings and scripts and stuff to make JAWS work correctly with that software. So there was a lot to do.
So, anyway, I thought this would be an intro session, since I don't have the laptop yet. And I thought that I would just give a little bit of a general idea of what happens when you actually get a PC that's not configured for blind people. And then when I get the laptop, I will do a podcast in which I open the box and look at it for the first time and all that. That's kind of fun to do. Most PCs these days have Windows already on the hard drive in a separate partition. There are good things about this and there are bad things. One of the good things is that you don't have to worry about
installing Windows from a CD.
But the bad thing, the main bad thing, is what if your hard drive decides to go bye-bye and you don't have a copy of Windows, you're going to have to get a copy of Windows on a CD. If you buy a hard drive from the store or someplace, it may not have Windows pre-configured on there, and the thing may just be totally blank, and you're going to have to probably format the hard drive anyway to get it started. So the PCs that I got, one of them did not have a Windows CD, but it had Windows on the desktop PC. My laptop, however, had Windows on a separate partition, but it did not have a CD that came with it. One thing you might want to consider before you do anything else, though, is to see if you need to adjust the BIOS settings. This is something that a sighted person is going to have to do if you don't have a way to access a PC screen directly. There have been some discussions about how to set up the BIOS with some kind of external speech device. I have an Opticon, so I was able to look at the BIOS before I did anything else. In order to find out how to get to the BIOS, generally what you do is you turn on the PC and then right away you push the F1 key, or sometimes it's the Alt key, sometimes it's Control, sometimes it's something else. And the menus are generally in a text format, although now they're working on getting the menus in a GUI setting, in a GUI interface, and the mouse will be able to be used to choose things, which for a blind person, that's not going to help us any. But usually there isn't too much to do as far as getting the BIOS settings working. Generally, you don't have to mess around with that. I've been quite fortunate the last few PCs that I've had, I haven't had to deal with those. So when I turned on my old laptop computer for the first time, I took some notes, and the first thing that it did was it converted the C drive to an NTFS file format. That was just built in, that was part of the procedure, and that's what it did. And then it rebooted, and then the music came on, and what happens when music comes on is generally it's trying to verify that you're hearing the music and seeing the screen, but I just let it run for about 5 or 10 minutes and it finally turned off, and then it works for about 45 minutes, probably installing stuff on the hard drive from this separate partition. And then it came up with a message that said, let's spend a few minutes setting up the PC. And it works some more and starts installing Windows so that it can start doing the GUI interface and all that kind of thing. And then eventually I pressed enter, and after about 10 minutes, the bottom left of the screen said click next. So I did an Alt-N. And then it asked about location and language and the keyboard type. Everything was highlighted correctly, so I pushed Alt-N. And then we got to the license agreement. And I'm not really sure what I did to get out of that. I'm looking at my notes, trying to see if there was anything that I did. I don't think that I did anything except an Alt-N. But in previous editions of Windows, I would have to push a lowercase a and then a lowercase y and then an Alt-N. And I think in another situation, it was an Alt-A and an Alt-Y and an Alt-N. But eventually, I got out of there, wanted to know more about the language and the keyboard and the style of keyboard that I had and location and all of that. And probably at this point, I could have pushed a Windows key U and got Narrator up and working, but for some reason it didn't seem to work that way. So it had all the information correct, so I didn't need to type that. And then it wanted to know the PC name, and I think I just let it default. And then it asked if the PC would connect to the Internet. I chose LAN. And then it went into the registration thing. We had to fill in your name and your email address and all that stuff, and Alt-N to get past that. And then it wanted to know country and state, and then I did an Alt-N to get past that and asked if I wanted to register. But it insisted on dialing, so at this point I had to hook up my modem to the Internet, or to the phone line, and so it would dial and register. I suppose I could have skipped all this, but, you know, that's what it did. And then it asked about whether I wanted to sign up for email information and ownership stuff, and I skipped past all that stuff. I think I did an Alt-N. Internet setup, it wanted to see if I wanted to do that, who will use my PC, and then there was an Alt-F for finish. Eventually I got to that, and later I went back and registered and set up all the Internet stuff. A couple other things to get checked are the product key. You have to generally know what the product key is for your version of Windows. And also it goes through and checks your time zone. during the setup. That's just something that happens. Also, with Windows XP and probably future versions of Windows, you're going to have to activate Windows. It'll remind you for probably about a month, and then if you haven't registered Windows by then, you will not be able to do anything after that month until you activate Windows. I suppose the reason they're doing this is to prevent piracy and all this kind of stuff. So that's another little thing you have to deal with. And also, Microsoft wants you to register with them. And they want to know if you want any kind of promotional stuff emailed to you. And very often your computer manufacturer will do the same thing. They'll ask you if you want to get promotional material from them. So it's just generally a lot of stuff that they want to know when you're installing Windows and setting up your PC for the first time. It's a one-time deal. Once it's done, it's pretty much done forever, at least until something goes wrong, and then you may have to reinstall. But it's just something that once you get it out of the way, you're generally done with it. The next thing that you're going to want to do once you get Windows up and working and you're able to get to the desktop is to install your screen reader. And if you're like me, once you've installed the screen reader, you want to get all the options and adjustments set up. For example, one thing with JAWS that they do is they got these tutor messages which tell you to get out of this box, press blah blah, you know, and I don't like hearing that. I also like my voices to be all the same. I like it to be reed and about 63% pitch. I don't like a real high-pitched stuff, and I don't like the pitches to change every time it reads a different type of message. And I also like certain Braille settings. I'm very, very particular about how Braille is displayed. So I generally install my screen reader, and I get everything set up according to my JAWS preferences, or you could do that for Window Eyes. Or HAL. I don't know how HAL does it. I know that Window Eyes has one particular menu that covers a lot of the screen reader preferences for Window Eyes. JAWS kind of has it scattered with a configuration manager, and it is kind of a mess, but once you learn where it is and you do it. And once that's done, there are certain things that you can do. And generally, your screen reader manufacturer will give you some training on this regarding your preferences for Windows. For example, I like the classic view of Windows. I don't like the new XP rendering of how the control panel looks and the start menu and all that. I like the classic view, and I like it as classic as possible. And there's a long, long description of what to do in JAWS. And this is the stuff that Freedom Scientific has recommended. What I did was they gave a really good description of this with JAWS 4.5. And I took that information from the cassette that I had and copied it onto a CD. And that worked very well. I can just go through that and be done with it. I think they were using Windows XP Pro. Windows XP Home is a little bit different, but generally it's pretty much the same process. And at this point, you've got your screen reader installed. You've got your settings set up for the screen reader the way that you like them. I configure things very, very heavily and very thoroughly. So generally, a lot of this takes probably a good hour and a half. And then you go through for probably about a half an hour or so, and you configure Windows the way that you like it. As I said, I like the classic mode and the classic way of doing things. Once you get all that done, then you're ready to start installing software. And this is going to be kind of interesting. You install your antivirus and your firewall, and then any software drivers for any of the hardware that you're going to connect to your USB ports or your other ports. My external hard drives have drivers that need to be installed so that the hard drives can be accessed, and so that's a major, major priority, because a lot of my software is, and especially in the license information is on my external hard drive. So that needs to be done. And once you're done with that, you can set up your internet settings, which is done in the control panel, and also your email settings. You may have a specific email program that you like to use. Even if you just use Internet Explorer and Outlook Express, there are certain things you're going to need to do, such as setting up your PopMail account or your Internet Explorer options. For example, I like my Internet Explorer to come up with a blank screen. I don't like dealing with a home page. And so setting that up, it doesn't take too long, but it's something that needs to be done.